Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a great deal of excitement was stirred up in Pine Ridge yesterday when Lum turned up missing. He left a note indicating that he was the town's forgotten man and that he planned never to return. As we look in on the little community today, we find a tired and worried Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, while Grandpappy Spears is just entering.
Grandpa, come in.
Heard anything from Lum yet?
No, have you?
No, not a thing.
Hi, Doggy's Grandpa, I don't hardly know whichever way to turn no more. I never been so tore up over something my whole life, I don't believe.
Well, I think you're worrying yourself more than you need to, Abner.
Oh,
Lum will show up sooner or later. I know he will.
Not according to that note he left for me, Grandpa. He said, goodbye, old friend, that's what he said in farewell, stuff like that. He said things would be better this way and nobody'd miss him. That shows right there he don't ever aim on coming back. Or else he's fixing to suicide himself once.
Oh, he wouldn't suicide himself, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. He was getting to be a desperate man, Grandpa. You just don't know how much being president of the school board means to him. Losing out on that's been one of the biggest disappointments of his whole life, I do believe.
Yeah, but that surely wouldn't make him go out and jump off of a tall building or nothing like that.
It might if he could find one tall enough. See, he got to studying about it to where he just figured everybody in town turned against him. Thought nobody liked him no more. Thought they never even knowed him on the street hardly.
Oh, he gets some peculiar ideas about himself, that Lum does.
Well, I'm worried about him, I know that. It just ain't like him to just drop out of sight this way all of a sudden. No telling what might have became of him.
Well, I think you ought to stop fussing and fuming, Abner, because I believe I've studied up a way to get in touch with him.
You have? You mean you know where he's at?
No, but we'll find out. I was just reading this newspaper here.
Oh, my goodness. Does it tell something about him in there?
Oh, no, of course not. But I was noticing the classified ad section. Lost and found columns and all that.
Has somebody found Lum?
No, not that I know of, leastways. But I figured we could put an ad in there ourselves.
Oh, well, that's mostly just for dogs, ain't it, Grandpap, that lost and found column?
No.
Well, once in a while, a cow strays off or somebody loses a pocketbook, but it's mostly for dogs, I believe.
Well, yeah, but that ain't what I had
in mind. That wouldn't look good no way. Lost one man answers to the name of Lum. He'd just think we was making laughing stocks out of him, then he'd feel worse than ever.
Well, I weren't aiming on putting this in the lost and found column. What I had in mind was the personal columns.
Huh?
You know, like where they say, well, here, just a minute. Let me read you some of them here.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't believe it'll do no good.
This is a St. Louis paper. I picked it up down at the barbershop. Here we are, right here. Listen to this. G.K., all is forgiven. Please come home. Mother's gone. Mabel.
Mother's gone?
More likely some feller never liked his mother-in-law and left home.
I know, but it's Lum that's gone, not somebody's mama. They got that wrong.
Well, this ain't about Lum, of course.
Oh, well, don't read it then. All I'm interested in is whereabouts Lum's at.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We put an ad in the personal columns like this in here that Mabel put in for G.K. or whatever his name was.
Now, what in the world good would that do, Grandpa?
Well, don't you see? Mabel was asking G.K. to come home. This was the only way she had of getting in touch with him. And that's what we're going to do, put one in for Lum.
Well, he don't know nobody named Mabel, though.
I never said he did.
He ain't going to come back home just call some woman that he never even heard of ask him to.
All right, Jiminy Abner, if you ain't the biggest pigeon-toed idiot in the world, I don't know who he is.
Well, I know Lum ain't going to fall for that Mabel stuff. I can tell you that right now.
I know he ain't. What we're going to do is sign your name to it.
Huh?
You're the one that's asking him to come home.
Oh, well, now, there's a heap better eye than that other one, Grandpap. Yeah, now we're getting someplace. Now you're talking some sense.
I was talking sense all the time. She just had sense enough to know it.
No, that maybe
get a paper
work.
And pencil, and we'll just write this out right now and send it into the newspaper.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, old Grandpap. Lum ain't going to be able to read nothing. Not if he's in the bottom of the mill pond.
Well, I know he never throwed himself in the mill pond.
Can't tell.
I think it's plumb ridiculous of you having them fellas out there dragging it.
It ain't neither ridiculous. If Lum's in the mill pond, I dog it, I'm going to find... Oh, wait a minute, I believe that's all right. Might be some of the fellas calling right now.
Well, whereabouts is some paper? I'll write this ad myself.
Some over there on the counter. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, Uncle Henry. Well, that's fine. Has the bloodhound found anything yet? Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, let me know when you find out. All right. Goodbye.
Has Uncle Henry got that pigeon-toed bloodhound of his out looking for Lum?
Yeah, he come over and got some clothes of Lum so the hound would get the scent of him and start out hunting for him.
That dog's too trifling lazy to find anything.
Well,
couldn't find his way home.
He's got faith in him, Uncle Henry has.
Well, has the hound got on Lum's track yet?
Well, Uncle Henry don't know yet. He says now the hound's got lost, so...
I knowed it.
Well, Uncle Henry's got to find the dog before he can find out if the dog's found Lum or not.
Oh, for the Lum, he says.
So his Grandpap, I don't know where I can stand no more of this or not.
I went to sleep somewhere.
I'm just afeard I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, sassy for
I'm going to do
you
it.
You ain't got enough nerves to have a nervous breakdown. Now, sit down here and we'll write this ad for the personal column.
Well, I'm willing to try anything if it'll get Lum back. I don't put much stock in this idea, though. He suicided himself. That's what he's doing.
Oh, he ain't.
Yes,
now,
here,
you better write it yourself.
Well, all right. What'll I put down?
Just start it out sort of like a letter, only don't say dear, of course.
Don't say it.
I know.
Well, Lom's liable to think I ain't friendly no more.
Well, put it in if you want to. None of the others do, though.
Well, I'm going to. Dear Lum.
Well, you oughtn't to use the name Lum, I don't believe.
Well, that's his name, ain't it?
Yeah, but in all these others here, they don't come right out flat-footed and use the feller's names. They just use initials or some peculiar nickname or something.
Yeah,
Toots or something like that.
Could put down Dear Fred, but I don't believe Lum would ever know it was meant for him, though, if we'd done that.
Oh, that's right. Ain't you got some nickname you call him?
No. Nothing he likes. Might put down his full name, Columbus. But if he ever seen that, he never would come back or whip me when he did once.
Better just make it Lum, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, I done got that down. Now, what's next there?
And then you say, all is forgiven. Please come home.
Well, I ain't forgiving him for nothing.
Well, you can say that anyways. Might make him feel good.
Yeah, but he won't know what I'm forgiving him for.
Well, that's good. Maybe that'll get him curious, and he'll come home to find out what you're forgiving him for.
I know, because that's right. I never thought about that. Yeah, I'll just put that down. That's a good idea. See, all is for...
You see, what else some of these others say here? Might put down that he ain't responsible for no debts contracted by Mrs. E.R. Norbury.
Huh?
But that don't seem to fit very good.
Well, that's dead. Now, what else did you say to put down, Grandpap?
Oh, have you got please come home?
Yeah, I got that. Got that right down.
Well, I believe you better just let it go at that. Listen, you can think of something else that'd make him want to rush right home.
Well, I can't think of nothing. Last we'd tell him Caleb Weehunt just dropped dead and he needed a new school board president, but I don't reckon war to do that.
No, of course not. Caleb might see it.
Yeah.
Just end it right there and sign your name.
My full name?
Yeah. No, just give your first name, that's all. He'll know who it's from.
Yeah, all right, just sign it. I know, just wait a minute, there comes Cedric. Maybe he's got some news about the mill pond.
Is that where he's been?
Yeah, he's been down there helping the feller. That's where he's been. Are you done over there yet, Cedric?
No.
Have you dragged the whole mill pond yet?
No, Mom, we got about half of it dragged, I think.
Oh.
All we found so far was old automobile tar and a lantern.
Oh, doggies, I'm proud to
but
hear
that. But it weren't
that.
Lit.
No, natural, Cedric. Not down the mill pond, it wouldn't be. More likely been there a long time.
Well, I thought you'd like to know about the tar. I'm going right back out there right now, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, well, that's a good boy, Cedric.
Yes, well, I want to see if we can't find a little bigger automobile tar.
Huh?
This other's too small for my car.
Oh.
Besides, them other fellas are fighting over it anyway.
Yeah.
I'll be back quick as we're done.
Yeah, all right.
So long.
So long, Cedric.
That dragging the mill pond's a waste of time, Abner.
Well, I hope it is myself, Grandpap, but I got to look everywhere, though.
You... sure you ain't going to be disappointed if you don't find Lum?
Why, no, I won't be disappointed if I don't find him in the mill pond. I'm hoping I don't.
Oh, that's right. Sure, what's the matter with
you? I want to find him, but not in there.
Well, this personal ad will do you a sort more good than that anyway. Here, you better call long distance and phone this ad into the paper now.
Long distance? What paper are we going to put this ad in anyway?
Well, listen right here, this St. Louis paper.
Oh. Well, what if Lum ain't in St. Louis, though?
Well, she don't have to be, silly. They send this paper all over every place.
No.
This gets to a lot more places than this little old weekly paper of ours, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. I never thought about
it. More places than a Hooker County paper.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll send it there. Yeah. Send it to St. Louis paper.
Yeah, this is the paper to put in, no doubt about it.
Well, how are we going to get Lum to ever read this, though?
Why, we just, he'll, how's that, Abner?
Why, he'll never see this. I don't know if I ever seen Lum pick up no St. Louis paper and look at the personal columns, Grandpap. He'll never in the world see it.
Jimmy, that's right, ain't it?
Why, of course it is. If we could study up some way to get him to look in the paper, why, then maybe it'd be a good idea.
Wait, I got it. We'll send him a telegram.
Telegram.
Yeah, tell him to look in tomorrow's paper. That'll do it.
Oh, sure, sure. That'll get his curiosity roused to where he... Or wait a minute. We don't know where to address the telegram to, though.
That's right, ain't it?
I know. We know that. We wouldn't have to put the ad in.
Now, we'll have to study up some way to get him to go to the telegraph office where he's at and ask for the telegram.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Look like we're whipped, though, I'm afeard on.
Wait, I know. Here's what we can do.
Huh?
We figured out how to get him to look in the paper, didn't we?
Yeah, we done that. Yes, anyway.
Well, all
telegram.
We have to do to this is just add a postscript on this personals call you made. Just tell him to call at the telegraph office.
My dog is you're a genius, Grandpap. A genius. That's what we do. Let me get to that telephone right now. Yes, sir. My dog is we'll have old Lum back here before you can say Jack Robinson or any... hello? Mammy? Give me St. Louis.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.